roads, bridges, and rail lines. Biden wanting to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. He admits he's open to other ideas for his American jobs plan, but vows he won't raise taxes on those making less than $400,000 a year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem disagrees and says everyone will be paying for this bill.
Every single family will pay the price for what Joe Biden's agenda is. He will drive up the cost of the food and their grocery bill. He will drive up the cost of their utilities, their gas prices, the cost of their cars, the clothes they dress their children in. I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy. It really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is. We're going to be back here a couple of years from now wishing that we weren't in a situation where people had less money, all their costs were increased, and the country was declining.
The Pentagon announced that the military will now perform gender transitions for service members. Once an individual gets a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is necessary, commanders then must act on the request within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. You can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head
seem to well
spinning around.
Am I a fool on the hill, Jennifer? What are you trying to get? I can see you. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live from the offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Maker's Day 2021 has come and gone. We'll let you know how the event went. Jennifer wants to know if your refrigerator is running, because she may want to vote for it. Today in history, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So, Jennifer, I had the weirdest dream last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. So in this dream, I retired from the library.
You can't do that. We wouldn't let you do that.
Wait, then I sold my house and moved from New Jersey, where I've lived my entire life.
You've never been out of New Jersey for more than a day.
Preposterous. But I moved to Saratoga Springs, which has always been a dream of mine, to spend the summer up there and go to the races and, you know, enjoy that life. But then this weird disease spread all over the world, and everything closed down, and people had to stay apart from each other, or this disease would spread. So I couldn't even go to the racetrack. But then I moved to Vermont, which was always been another dream of mine. But I moved into like this old school or something. I mean, this dream was so vivid. Wait a minute. Why are there mountains outside my window? Is that a moose? Uh-oh. And scene. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for agreeing to do this. This was
Happy April Fool's Day,
Happy
everybody.
April Fool's Day. This came to me.
Joke is on me.
Kind of came to me in a dream.
That's why you played it. I thought you were saying I was the fool on the hill.
Well, you are in the Green Mountain State.
I am. If you see this flag behind me, a little history lesson for you. See that flag?
Yes.
That's the flag of Ethan Allen's Green Mountain Boys. Your husband and you would love it up here, Jennifer. This little village we live in is so historical.
Probably.
Have Brian look up all the history of old Bennington. He would be pretty impressed.
Okay. Are you still stalking?
Didn't Robert Frost, you say, spoke at our library once?
He did.
What year was that?
I think 1932-ish, maybe.
Robert Frost is buried right up the street.
I know. Wait, I got to turn up the volume.
Actually, you got to see this church that's right up the street. You would, I know how you love churches. This old early 1800s church with the box pews and
wow,
with the balconies for the teenagers and all that stuff. Pretty cool.
So you're having a good time up there?
We're kind of locked in here.
Well, so I mean, aside from
in November, I miss everybody down at the library. I can't wait for Jennifer to tell me what's new down there. But yeah, my wife and I moved up here in November. Made it through the winter, though it's snowing right now.
It's what?
It's snowing.
Oh, man. Like a lot or just?
We actually had some good weather. It's going to be an early spring up here. The sap is running, Jennifer. I know you like the dark syrup. I'll see if I can find some for you. It's sugar season. But no, I've been working on the house. I've been drawing a lot. I actually want to see my last two pictures I drew. I'm kind
yes.
of proud of. I'm getting pretty good, I think. So here I drew a picture of my wife.
Oh, wow. That's really nice.
My dog.
Hi, Ollie.
By our hot stove. Then this is a typical Vermont scene for you.
Very nice. Wow, look at you.
So I'm hoping this is going to be some way for me to make money at some point.
Good. Like open up an Etsy store.
I'll have to see. Once everything opens up and my options will open up. But I missed the library. I want to hear what's going on down there.
What's going on down there?
Are we open to the public yet?
We are. We still have the reduced hours. We're open 9 to 2 Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and 9 to 7 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You return everything in the book drop, quarantining things for 5 days when they come back. But the biggest...
Shouldn't be too long before you're opening full-time again, I wouldn't think, right?
I would think so. But the biggest news is that we've joined Maine. The acronym is for Morris Automated Consortium, Automated Information Network, but it's a consortium of 49 libraries. Now, so we get
to do Maine.
Maine.
So, what does that benefit our patrons?
We get books from all over.
Your patrons, I should say.
There are patrons all over Morris County, also Bernardsville Library and Bernards Township Library in Somerset County. And then Hackettstown Library in Warren County.
So that's amazing. That's a good solution for us, like culling all those older books, right? We technically still have them.
Yes. Well, no, we don't, because the other library. I've been visiting the libraries since March.
Oh, and they've all done the same thing.
Yeah. No, a lot of them, like, we are definitely, headquarters is the biggest in square footage. Parsippany Troy Hills is pretty big. But I've been to 9 of the libraries so far. And it's a lot of fun. Check things out.
I've been checking you guys out on the webpage. It seems like you're still doing a lot of programming. And the photo show I saw online looked like it went very well.
It did. And we just announced the viewer's choice today, which was Margaret Ricketts. And it was a picture of a duck. I don't know specifically what kind of duck.
It was a teal duck or teal, a mallard.
Yeah. So that really went well. Marianne did a really good job doing that online instead of in person. I know that was something that you you had started years ago.
How many years? 1989.
Wow. We had the gingerbread competition this year.
Oh, how did that go? You had a good amount of entries for that, too, I saw,
we
right?
We did. Did you see them online?
I think I saw some of the things online, yes. What was the best one?
I know a Hogwarts was the viewer's choice. There was a replica of the Surgeonsville General Store.
Oh, okay.
The family who did the Surgeonsville Inn last year.
Oh, they're good.
Did the store this year. They even did the ice machine next to it. The detail was really, really good. There was one really, really great Rapunzel, and it was engineered. It was crazy. And it unfortunately fell before, like, the woman had barely left the library. And it fell.
You got to build something solid. I mean, I love people that they're very good at daring and they want to do that stuff, but it's...
Yeah.
I just remember me and you trying to make Madeline's house that
Yeah, I don't think we were patient enough. No. We're doing a peep diorama exhibit.
Okay, that's for Easter?
It's for the leftover peeps that nobody ate.
Oh, I got you. Which is all of them?
Yeah. If I put the webpage up, I lose you. Okay, wait, I think I can do it this way.
That's right.
Today is also Edible Book Day.
What does that mean? Books about food?
Like you make a book out of, you make a cake out of like a resembling a book jacket or something.
Oh.
And are you following us on Instagram too?
Yes, I think there's a teen trivia coming up.
Yes, there is on April 8th.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know if you were involved in that at all.
Well, I wasn't involved.
Okay.
I don't think I would know how to write questions for teens. So I might have to do that at some point. With Mary Jean in charge of that?
Yes. We're also doing the poetry contest again for April.
Oh, nice. I entered that and lost last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? That was a really good... I have that poem still that you did.
I have it somewhere, too. We should have read it. If you really cared for me.
You want me to read it right now?
Well, you don't have it with you.
I do. It's in my email.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Maybe later in the show if we need to build time.
I forget exactly where I put it, but...
Tell me about Maker's Day.
It was really good. We did a Zoom thing about it.
Like somebody would demonstrate on Zoom how to do something?
Yeah, and then you could register for up to five take-homes.
Oh.
And people took them home and made them at home. And then the state did some live things, some live programs that you could watch that day. We still have about a dozen that people didn't pick up, which is really unfortunate.
I just got to say, I'm very impressed. This whole pandemic made you think outside the box, and you guys came through in flying colors, in my opinion.
Yeah. Story time. There's a preschool book club right now because there's no story. There's only like once a month story time.
Oh, I love that.
And you go on the calendar at the beginning of every week, and there's a theme. I think this week's theme is bunnies. And then you read three things, and then there's a challenge.
That reminds me of the... I haven't seen it in a long time. Remember when Fred Astaire did Santa Claus is Coming to Town? But then I guess that was so popular that they did the Easter Bunny is Coming to Town.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten about that.
With Fred Astaire, but they kind of used the same elements, but with Easter.
I forgot about that.
Train wreck. I'm going to have to put that one up, get Kara over.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you would love this. We have Canopy now, it's a downloadable movie service.
Okay.
So you can watch up to 8 movies a month on your library card. Let me know if you need yours renewed. But there's a lot of independent movies.
What
a lot
kind of...
Hmm?
all movies? What's how big's their catalog?
It's huge. It's huge. Like, they just put up new movies today.
They put up
Nobody's Fool by Paul Newman.
Oh, I've seen that.
True Grit.
Paul Newman and Bruce Willis, if I'm not mistaken.
Shadow Dancer. Team Marco. Yeah, they put up about... Oh, now I can't move my browser.
Do you use it a lot?
I do. We do. Actually, we watch it an awful lot.
Good.
We saw The Bishop's Wife.
New moss grew on you during this pandemic.
No, we saw The Bishop's Wife.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I watched that this Christmas. Yes.
Yeah.
Lori had never seen it. I like the Preacher's Wife better.
Do you? Yeah, we didn't see that.
The Denzel remake.
But there's a lot of documentaries on this.
I like documentaries.
Yeah, so it's... That's been a lot of fun. Why can't I move my... trying to move the browser. Oh, there you
still
go.
Building, are you going to still the plan to build a lot of meeting rooms and stuff there?
We are. The grant just came through. We just got the executed contract, and the architect bid has closed. So we're waiting to hear. The periodical room is going to be turned into a makerspace.
Okay, cool.
What else? And we're going to have a lot of meeting rooms. I think those are the two big things. We're going to redo the lighting.
That's a good idea, I think, for community service kind of, right?
Yeah, that'll be good.
What happened to my old office?
Your old office, well.
What?
Well.
Roped off?
No. The adult services uses it as an annex or a place if they need to be alone or to do meetings. Cutter's in the copier room now.
What's in the copier room?
Your laser cutter.
Oh, okay. It was always in the copier room. What laser printer?
No, it was in your room. The laser cutter.
Oh, the cutter. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to wear a mask in here because other people come in here.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Good. Any new library staff joined during the pandemic?
We've had some new circulation people. We hired. Have you seen Chelsea's name on Facebook at all?
Chelsea? No.
Yeah. She's in adult services. She does a lot of the videos on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Do you watch our YouTube channel?
No. What kind of videos?
Well, she interviewed Philip.
I'm making a note.
Hmm?
I'm making a note to watch your YouTube channel.
She interviewed Philip Berg, the executive officer of Maine, which I had him on the radio show, too.
Oh, yeah. I watched your interview with
her. Yeah, she did that. She did stuff for Maker's Day. I'm looking to see. Kathy Monty does a story time once a month, and it's on there.
Okay, good.
I'll
have to check that out. YouTube, is there still the button on the homepage?
I don't know. I think we're redoing the homepage. We'll talk about it. It's not on there yet, but it says someplace to follow us.
So what's life like in Hunterdon County these days?
It's happening. The Union Hotel, from what I read, is moving right along. I think the planning board approved it.
Okay, good. So they've started, they're not ripping it down. They're trying to preserve it?
Yeah, it looks like New York City right now. It's got... You know, the fence in front of it and the scaffolding.
That's something. Looks like you got a nice new studio there.
Yeah, it's really great. It was really terrible because the roof is pretty flat, and we had a lot of snow and a lot of ice, and then we had a lot of rain right away. So the ceiling fell in, and we were out.
They had a pretty bad winter, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and it always snowed on Thursday. I missed 2 or 3 weeks because of the weather. But that's actually one other good thing that's come out of the pandemic. When it snows or there's bad weather, we work from home. And the phones are forwarded to our house. And we keep the library open.
If that ever happens again, you'll be able to do that. You don't get the day off.
No, we don't. They closed Monday in January when it snowed so bad, or the 1st of February.
Yeah.
When it snowed for 4 days. But then we were open. The building wasn't open, but the library was still open. So we were able to interact with patrons online and answer the phones. So that worked out.
There's going to be some good things that come out of this. Some things are going to be a lot more efficient and, a lot of good ideas that will make the world run better, I think, after all of this.
Yeah, yeah. I've started walking like your wife walked. I try to do five miles every day before work.
Really? Wow, yeah. Impressive.
So...
we have this big tree in a field behind us. It's like, I don't know, it takes a quarter mile to get back there, but there's a big white snowy owl that just sits in it.
Oh, wow. That's also been another really good... late last spring, I did a couple of interviews. I interviewed Lydia Millett. She was a Pulitzer Prize-nominated author, and she wrote a novel called The Children's Bible, and it was about... kind of like an Armageddon sort of thing. A Lord of the Flies. They were on an island, and all these weird natural things were happening.
Uh-huh.
And then the HarperCollins gang published a couple books. One of them was like Wildlife in the City, and I got to talk to that author. And we were noticing like that more wildlife. I have never seen so many foxes. I had does left in my yard last year.
We have a bobcat that comes through every once in a while.
Nice. But, I feel like these animals are starting to come out more.
Yeah.
They
had the run of the place for a while. They should have been out all over the place.
Right. Life has changed and there was less traffic and less carbon.
This was the world healing itself, I think, Jennifer.
You may be right. That's sort of how I was feeling.
Do we not ever have to go to commercials anymore?
I don't have the list. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'll do the station ID at 11:30.
You need to pay the bills, Jennifer.
He can bring me the list. I don't know what numbers they are. I always invariably push the wrong button.
Really? So you don't have to play commercials?
The list isn't here. I don't know. He was going to get it for me. He didn't.
This is press random buttons.
Yeah, I pushed the wrong
one.
Are
there any new commercials? Are there any new 100 in Chamber radio shows I should know about?
No, actually, we're doing a reduced schedule.
And we made the cut?
He asked for volunteers, and I said I would do it.
Well, you told me that the library show has a new name.
It's At the Library now.
It's called At the Library?
Mm-hmm.
I still like the original idea, Library Jam.
I know, but that was like with Jim and Jen. It was like an alliteration, and Jim's not here anymore. So I had to like reimagine the whole thing to get it into my head.
You could. You should have your own little skits and stuff on.
I lost all of February and half of March, but April I have a lot of stuff scheduled. I got today, next Thursday I'm going to have our pals from Library Love Fest on. The following week I'm going to have. Kirsten Valdez Quaid, she wrote a novel, Five Wounds. She's a professor at Princeton. And then I'll be off a week for my second shot. And then the following week, Anne McCutcheon, who wrote a biography of the author of The Yearling, Marjorie Kinnens Rawlings.
Wow, impressive, Jennifer.
So, yeah, I'm really... I got to get May set up, though.
You got rid of the dead wood, and this library show just took off.
I know. No, it took me a while to get my sea legs.
So you got your first vaccine shot, you said? Did you have any side effects?
I didn't. Actually, the only side effect I had was when I went home, I was making a cup of tea, and the lid fell off my tea kettle, and I poured boiling water all over my hand and my wrist.
A side effect.
Yeah, that was like the worst.
My side effect is my hair grew real long. I haven't gotten a haircut in I don't know when, Jennifer.
Oh, I cut Brian's hair now.
I cut myself the last time.
I feel bad for Tammy because I started cutting Brian's hair last year.
I gotta go to Tammy.
And I still do it.
The Borough Barbershop. They're still there, right?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Well, I brought today in history for old time's sake. I was waiting for after the first commercial break.
Oh, you know what? I forgot we did it at 11:15. Let me do a station ID, and then I'll set you up.
Okay.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Nice. Welcome back to At the Library. Let's see how I changed gears.
You did good.
This time, probably once every 3 months, I'm going to ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on today's date. Today is April 1st, 2020. I'm going to give her some events that happened on April 1st in years past and see if she can answer my trivia questions about them. I also have a couple people who were born or who have died on April 1st. I'll just give Jennifer and you the name and you see if you know who they are. Give me a brief description of them. And we'll mark it correct. Okay, Jennifer, we'll go back to April 1st, the year 33. A very famous repast happened on this date. What happened?
It was the Last Supper.
It was Jesus Christ's Last Supper. Was it really an April 1st back in the year 33?
I don't know.
Were months?
I wouldn't think so, but...
Well, you know what? Maybe, because Caesar was killed in March, so I guess there must have been.
Well, no. do you know the tradition of April 1st?
April Fool's Day or something else?
Yeah, it. Some people take it back to Chaucer and the Canterbury Tales and the nuns priest's tale, when a vain Chanticleer is tricked by a fox on Sin March, big and 30 days and two. So they were figuring 2 days after.
Gotcha. So the library is closed tomorrow, I'm assuming?
It is. But we'll be open Saturday.
Happy Easter to everyone out there. Okay, let's move on to 1873. Jennifer, the White Star Line, infamous for bringing you the Titanic in 1912, had an almost as bad disaster in 1873 on this date, Jennifer. Can you name the ship by the White Star Line that sinks off of Nova Scotia, killing 547.
The only other ship I know is the Lusitania.
It's the RMS Atlantic. I didn't even know about this ship. I didn't know the White Star Line were allowed to make ships after this one. But this one was a little different. I think I know the story, actually. They didn't think they had enough coal to make it across where they were supposed to go. So the captain decided to detour toward Nova Scotia, and then they couldn't find the lighthouse, and they got run up on the rocks, and it was a bad storm or something. There might have been a lot more people on board, but 547 people perished, unfortunately.
Wow.
Just move on. Let's not bring everybody down on this Maundy Thursday. What's the name of this day? Is there a day in the Catholic calendar for the Thursday before Good Friday?
Holy Thursday?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, I got to watch my... Well, I didn't get to see the whole thing because I had to come here to check this out, but my sister's monastery did a tenebrae service this morning, and she chanted, so I'm going to watch it later.
Holy Thursday, what happens to Jesus on Holy Thursday?
Well, they commemorate the Last Supper.
Oh, but that was... So the Last Supper was on Holy Thursday, he dies the next day?
And that's the way it's traditionally celebrated.
Okay,
I think it's probably been compacted a little bit.
Events here. So he has the Last Supper on Thursday?
I don't
know. Then does his crown of thorns march with the cross on Friday?
I think it
can't be right, because he was on the cross for 3 days or something, wasn't he?
He was dead for 3 days.
Something's not adding up here, Jennifer.
I know.
It was the Thursday before. I don't know. Moving on. Okay, Jennifer, 1924. Adolf Hitler is sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. Why?
I don't know. You're right. We picked different things.
Good. The Beer Hall Putsch was an event he was involved in that he was arrested. So they had Hitler in jail in 1924. How many people's lives could have been saved if we could have kept him in jail there, Jennifer?
Beer Hall Putsch. That sounds like something right up your alley.
Beer Hall Putsch. They just opened a new brew pub, right? I could walk to it.
That's good. Tie a rope around your waist and walk so you can find your way home.
So I haven't been in there yet because it's small and it's crowded and we're being careful with the lights at the end of the tunnel. I ain't going to do anything crazy now.
I know.
Lori would kill me if I did it anyway. So, okay, 1970. President Richard Nixon, Jennifer, signs the Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act. What two things does this act state?
It puts a warning on cigarette labels.
Correct. Surgeon General warnings have to appear on tobacco products.
And there's no more TV and radio ads.
That's correct. Cigarette advertising is banned.
But I'm kind of surprised because I could have sworn I remembered seeing TV ads, but I guess I didn't.
After 1970, I know that seems like you would have saw them in the 70s, but no. When you think back, nope.
Like, I feel like I saw Marlboro commercials, but I guess I didn't. I guess it was just print advertising.
Billboards and could still do that. I don't know. They could still sell them in arcades. I remember going to Manasquan Arcade and the crane machine full of cigarettes. That was after 1970.
Yeah, or the machines they had in diners.
Little loophole in his Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act. Okay, 1976, Jennifer, Apple Incorporated is formed by three people. How many of the three people can you name?
I can name Bill Gates.
That's incorrect.
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Correct.
I don't know the other two.
Steve Wozniak is the other famous one, and Ronald Wayne. And that happened in Cupertino, California in 1976 on April 1st. Okay, Jennifer, 1997, Comet Halley-Bopp is seen passing at perihelion. What does perihelion mean?
Helion, some kind of sky?
Maybe.
Helio? I don't know.
Perihelion just means the closest distance that it was to the Earth, I guess. When it hit perihelion, that means that was the closest it was going to pass. Okay, then Jennifer, finally, 1999, in my last event, there's a new Canadian territory carved out of the eastern part of the Northwest Territories. What was its name, or what is its name? It's still there.
Is it Yukon Territory?
Nope.
Saskatchewan?
1999, a brand new Canadian territory.
I don't know then.
It's called Nunavut.
Huh.
Carved out of the eastern part of the Northwest Territories. Nunavut. I don't know what the thinking was up there, but Nunavut. Strange name. Must be Eskimo for something.
Well, I had done Today in History, too, and I didn't.
But I got a couple of people that were born.
Well, wait, should I do my Today in History and then do the born, or you want to?
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Okay.
We have all different events. That's strange.
The only one we had the same was the cigarettes. But I'm only going to do two. 1970, this first of over 670,000 cars was released into North America to compete with the foreign imported cars. And I only know this because my grandparents had one. No, they didn't. They had the sister model of this one. There were two cars.
What was the name of the company?
If I tell you, you'll know it. AMC.
Could be the Pacer or the Gremlin.
It was the Gremlin was released. My grandparents had a Pacer. You could put so many people in that car.
The Pacer?
Mm-hmm.
It's so wide. That was their...
Like, they'd come out from Staten Island, like, with all my aunts and uncles and cousins. It was like a clown car. And then today in 2004, Google announced something to the public.
What year?
2004.
Google announced something 2004.
It's 50. Something you and I still use.
They, Google. Email.
Gmail, yep.
Gmail started?
Mm-hmm.
That's it? I thought it was earlier than that.
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
All right, let's see if we pick different birthdays.
We'll have one the same, two the same. Ready?
Okay.
1883, Jennifer. April 1st, Lon Chaney was born.
He's an American actor. He did, like, the werewolf movies.
What was his nickname? Yes, he did monster movies.
I don't know his nickname.
Man of a Thousand Faces.
Of course, yes.
Lon Chaney. 1924, Brendan Byrne was born.
He was
same
a former...
Hitler was put in jail.
I'm sorry? Yeah, he was the former governor of New Jersey. I don't even know what it's called. The Meadowlands Arena was named after him.
For a while, and not anymore, right?
No.
I met him once at the racetrack.
Did
governor
you?
Byrne, after he was governor, not while he was governor. But it was after he was governor. I had one brief interaction with him. He was in a... I used to work as a waiter at Monmouth Park in my summers in college.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of his... I worked in the private boxes. He came out of his private box with a bottle of ketchup, and his fateful words to me were, "Make this work."
Well, my father was it, and sister
our
were
grand 47th governor of New Jersey.
They were at Carnegie Hall one year, and seeing Don McLean, and my father pointed him out to my sister, who was sitting. He was sitting a few rows ahead, and during intermission, he came up to my father and said, "Hi, John. How are you doing?" And because my father was a state worker, and my father has a... if your hair were white, that's how my father's hair was back then, like really thick and full. And he was very recognizable, but she was very impressed that the governor of New Jersey recognized.
Nice. Yeah, okay, so 1932, Debbie Reynolds.
She was in one of my favorite musicals.
Was that Singing in the Rain?
Singing in the Rain. She was in The Unsinkable Molly Brown. She was Scottish.
She was Scottish. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, I watched Brigadoon.
Was that your first time?
It was my very first time.
Don't you love it?
I love the premise. I think they could have done it better.
No.
But the premise was, like, I explained it to Lori and Karen, like, "Oh, my God, that sounds wonderful." I go, "Yeah, it does, doesn't it?" Just didn't come off that way, though.
No, it really... I walk in Minebrook Park, and I walk... There's a trail from Shields Avenue to Minebrook Park. And a lot of times in the morning, there's, like, fog rising off of the meadow, the DeVore Farm meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of Brigadoon then.
It was good, and it wasn't... I don't want to be say anything mean about it.
No, it was
I love
very
the premise
good.
Of it. I say the same thing about the movie Yesterday, that recent movie that came out about the people that only one guy remembered who the Beatles were.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That could have been such a great movie, and I think they kind of undersold it there. Okay, finally, 1963, Charles Miller was born.
Oh, I don't know, music.
No, definitely not music.
Nope.
Charles Miller was once a co-host for the library show with me when you were out one time. It's my friend Charlie Miller. I think you've heard me talk about him. He was born on April 1st.
Happy birthday, Charlie Miller. Today's Dave Berger's birthday, too. Our pal who did, used to always do concerts for us.
Hold on.
At the library.
Trying to cue something up here. We're going to have one death, Jennifer.
I'm sorry?
Is Dave Berger, has he performed any virtual concert for us?
He hadn't. We tried to do it. We were going to try to do something back in May, and then it got complicated. But I think he's doing virtual concerts for the Senior Center. So I was kind of surprised. Oh, no, that's... He died today. Never mind. Okay. You didn't say Scott Joplin.
I did. Did I say it already?
No.
Yeah, Scott Joplin died.
That's died. I didn't make a note. I'm sorry.
Scott Joplin died on this date in 1917, Jennifer.
He did.
Who's Scott Joplin?
What?
Who is he?
Oh, he's a jazz pianist, Maple Leaf Rag, the entertainer.
Yes. Famous for the music in the movie The Sting. If you've ever seen The Sting, which I hope you have. If you haven't, please go see The Sting. I don't know what else to say. Probably the most world's famous musician at the turn of the century, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Like, most famous musician in the entire world. Like the Tiger Woods of music back at the turn of the century. Bad analogy. All right, do you have any born or die?
I do. Well, it must have been last week Nancy Walker died. Max Ernst.
Max Ernst was an artist, wasn't he?
German painter. He died in 1976.
Was he famous for painting? I don't know.
I don't know. And this is a DVD alert, not necessarily. I think he was mentioned in it. We saw Pollock last night with Ed Harris.
What's it called? Oh, Pollock.
Pollock.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that was very good.
Jack the Dripper.
Yeah. 1984, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, of course. Blues and soul singer. Sexual healing. Heard it through the grapevine.
Yep.
Was killed by his wife?
Son, I think.
Sam Cooke? Son?
Son.
Who? Son killed Marvin Gaye?
I think so.
Why? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Accidental?
I don't know. And this one I thought you would have said because of his backstory. In 2010, John Forsythe died.
Because of his backstory? Okay, John Forsythe, of course, was the voice of Charlie and Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
He was in, was it Dynasty?
Dynasty, Bachelor Father. But he owned and bred thoroughbred racehorses.
See?
He was a board member of the Hollywood Park Racetrack.
I think I kind of did know that. Kentucky Derby's coming up, Jennifer, in about a month.
I know.
I'll give you an early prediction.
Before you do that, you had said about, you would ask about the radio shows we're doing every other hour. So Jim Gano still comes after us at 1 o'clock.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So it's every other hour. Okay, good. I read something about Jim Gano, how he helped another business owner out.
Yeah.
Incredible. Say hi to him for me. You don't see him.
We buy our ribbons from him now.
He just put a book out.
I'm sorry?
He just wrote a book and published it.
Another one?
Called The Player.
He wrote another one.
Yeah. It's out now. We got to get it in the library.
But he wrote one years ago. He gave us copies of it.
Yeah. He's got a new one called The Player.
I'll have to look at it. Yeah, he's also got a spot in the old post office building on Main Street.
Nice. Yeah. No, I was very impressed with that, Arlie, about him helping the rival business owner.
Yeah.
He's a special guy. He's a really good guy.
Maybe he's listening.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
So, and you know, that's something that the Friends are doing that's really good. They're doing a GoFundMe for the Tricky Tray last year, and they asked if people would buy gift card or donate money, and then the Friends bought gift cards to all the businesses that supported them for their Tricky Trays. And that's what we did for Library Card Month.
Good.
We just advertised all the businesses, and Jim Gano made me think of it because he's been with
Joan
us.
Joan Stabo doing
everything. Do you still get the newsletter?
Yeah, I still see the thing online, the latest whatever.
Yeah, she does that 3 days a week. She's volunteering. A lot of the library staff volunteers. She and Sandy are volunteering at the switchboard, the call center for the vaccine clinic. And James and Adrian and Mary volunteer at the actual vaccine clinic. They direct traffic. They welcome people. They talk to them.
Community support. Huntington County Library takes it very seriously.
It is. The setup is, it's around the building. You know, it's the access building, and it's back in the hazmat. So it almost feels...
Where did you get your vaccine at?
That's where I got it, was in the county. It feels very festive almost, even though it's a very serious thing. You know, it's got, there's an air of, they pull out the command center and everything. Did you see my Instagram takeover?
Instagram takeover?
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Go to the HarperCollins page. Every Friday, they do a takeover.
Did I see that?
They have an author, usually.
Uh-huh.
And they do like a day in the life of, and I did a day in my life. And there's a lot of library pictures up.
And you can go, I thought Instagram was something that disappears after.
No, that's Snapchat.
Oh.
Yeah, listen to me.
I'm a dinosaur, Jennifer. I got out just in time. I'm old news.
I had to get a tablet last week, and I was like paranoid about setting it up, and it's going pretty good.
I joined our library here, though I haven't been in it yet.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Bennington Public Library is right on Main Street. It's actually a very cool old historic building.
Nice.
I wanted to go inside and see it, but it's been closed.
Are they open?
I don't. That has an open period.
Are they open or no?
Nope. Not at all. I mean, they have online things and stuff, but you can't go in the building.
Yeah, some of the main libraries haven't opened yet.
Very careful up here, Jennifer, which is kind of... Even though we've had Vermont's done very well overall.
Maybe because you're being careful.
Probably part, but we're not as, you know, densely populated. That's why, technically.
Yes.
But it's good. But no, I'll get to that library at some point. And
yeah.
I know it's not going to stack up to the 100 again.
Well, no, it doesn't. You know what? Because I've been finding, as I've been going to these smaller libraries, some of them have, you're like, wow, I didn't think of doing that.
I know. You could get ideas from each other. That's how I used to do. I always used to steal ideas from everybody.
Yeah, at two of the libraries I've been to, they have to check out. They've got the receipt printer on the patron side of the glass and the barcode scanner. So you scan your own things. Yeah. Actually, at three libraries they had it. And then the staff just does the computer.
Has anybody else left library employment since I've left? Like a thief in the night?
Kathy Burgess retired from the Youth Services Department.
Okay, I think I knew that one.
That was kind of quiet. I don't think so.
All right, that's good.
Oh, Judith left in October.
I think I knew that one, too.
But I think you knew that.
You're not going to retire, are you? You're just hitting your stride.
I don't know.
What?
I'd like to come up to Vermont.
Come up and visit. Like I said, you and your husband would love the history of the area up here with the Battle of Bennington and Ethan Allen and all that stuff. He would love it.
Nice.
I'm sure he would.
Nice.
And this old schoolhouse, I mean, I don't think it's haunted, though. Things have a tendency to disappear here and then reappear. Like, we lose things all the time. So I have a feeling there's something to that. And then it just show up somewhere that you know you didn't put them or you didn't...
I don't know.
A little child ghost is running around, Jennifer, playing tricks on us.
How's Ollie?
Ollie's doing really well. He loves it. I'm training him to stay in the yard here. Just can't have him out there when the bobcat comes through.
No, that's kind of... That's scary. We have a coyote, but we don't have any pets, so...
I want to see a moose. I was joking earlier about seeing...
I meant to ask you, have you seen one, though?
No moose. We have deer here, just like we have in Hunterdon County.
Deer.
So this house has, like, incredible gardens.
I've seen them.
Before, and the things are starting to pop up now, but it's going to be a buffet for everyone.
Yeah, how are you going to keep the deer out of it?
Well, there's a fence around the vegetable garden. The other flowers, I don't know what they do. That's not my forte. That's up to Lori. But I'm going to build a patio. When it gets warm, I'm going to build a patio. I'm going to have to build her a garden shed. I need purpose in my life.
Do you have a heat cave like you had at your old house?
Like a what?
Like a man cave?
I'm in it right now, actually. So I built my own studio. So the schoolhouse in the back, and you go down a step of stairs, and this was the lunchroom back when it was a schoolhouse back in the early part of the 1900s. So I don't know if you can see around. I built myself a desk. So it kind of looks like my office. I got my computer and place where I draw. And it just windows out the back, looking out at the mountains and stuff.
Very nice.
So this is my new office. So that's our basement. So no room for a bar, though. I can drink down here. And I do.
That's good.
What about new in your personal life? Anything?
Other than walking my feet off, like I'm a couple inches shorter now.
You're a couple because of walking?
Because I walk so much.
Why would you get shorter from walking?
I've worn my feet down. we haven't seen our friends in Pennsylvania in over a year.
How many birthdays has Gene celebrated since this pandemic started?
Unfortunately, Gene had a stroke.
Gene
had a really bad year last year. Her oldest daughter passed away. It'll be a year in a couple weeks.
Is Jean doing okay now?
She's home. She can't talk really well. So
but you haven't been able to see her, huh?
No. We've talked on the phone. We have really big phone bills. We talk on the phone to a lot of people. We've gotten to see Morgan a couple times.
Morgan, was that her name?
Yeah. You forgot?
What's new with her?
That
was good for a story or two?
Not much. She's working a lot. We've seen her. We wanted to see her for Christmas. Okay. So I went out to Levittown and got her because, you know, and we took her to Peddler's Village. We're like, oh, this is outside. This will be really nice. But then Governor Wolf said you can't eat inside anymore. That was like when he shut it down again.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up driving back to Maria Rosa on 523.
Yep. I know where it is.
Because you could eat inside there. And it was really nice because there was nobody there.
But things are pretty much open down there now?
Yeah, they are. They're and now the weather's nicer, so people can eat outside.
Right. Well, I'll be coming down periodically to do trivia at Lone Eagle, I'm sure.
Nice.
And for other various reasons. I'm only 3.5 hours away. It's not like, I don't know, that's not that bad.
No, and I imagine Lori will want to see her sister one of these days.
Yeah, her sister actually rented a house in Ocean Grove for the off season.
Nice.
She's in there from like September through like May. She lives there.
Oh, wow.
And she loves it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So we'll probably go see that. Actually, they're going down there on Mother's Day to see her. She's done with her vaccines.
Good.
Hopefully this vaccine thing solves everything and we can get back to normal and think about all this stuff.
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you have to wear a mask while you're in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and we have microphone covers too.
Okay. Oh, for the next person to come, you mean?
Yeah, and then we have to wipe everything down afterwards. We have to sign in.
Hopefully for not too much longer.
No, I hope not. I hope not. But it's been good. So, and we're getting to just about the end of our show.
I have our ending queued up if you want me
to
play
you?
It.
Oh, excellent. I'm so, you know, thank you so much for doing this. I really...
It was good to talk to you. Say hi to everybody at the library for me.
I sure will.
If they didn't tune in.
I know.
If you did tune in, hi, everybody.
I told a couple people that they should watch. I mean, it says on Facebook to watch for a surprise, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they didn't think of this. So,
one of your surprises could have been anything, Jennifer. You could have filed your nails on the air or something.
I wouldn't do such a thing. I've never done that. My nails are a wreck. But thank you so much for joining us live from Vermont.
Sure.
And thanks, everybody.
We'll do it again.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. Remember, wherever you are, you can go, stop in, or call. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after releasing his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president is set to hold his first cabinet meeting at 1:15 Eastern Time in the East Room. Regarding that plan, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells MSNBC all it does is ask companies to pay their fair share.
The truth is, again, Republicans and Democrats, maybe not always in Washington, but around the country, agree that we need a fairer tax code. This makes the plan better, not worse. By the way, we're not asking for high taxes. We're asking for a normal expectation that corporations and the wealthy will pay their fair share so that we all as a country can have good infrastructure that's going to create millions of jobs.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continues in Minneapolis today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A black man is facing charges accused of a violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in Midtown New York City on Monday. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
The policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street.
Major League Baseball is back. Today is opening day, and unlike last year, teams will play 162 games. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Biden says he has no problems asking companies to pay to fix aging roads, bridges, and rail lines. Biden wanting to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. He admits he's open to other ideas for his American Jobs plan, but vows he won't raise taxes on those making less than $400,000 a year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem disagrees and says everyone will be paying for this bill.
Every single family will pay the price for what Joe Biden's agenda is. He will drive up the cost of the food and their grocery bill. He will drive up the cost of their utilities, their gas prices, the cost of their cars, the clothes they dress their children in. I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy. It really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is. We're going to be back here a couple of years from now wishing that we weren't in a situation where people had less money, all their costs were increased, and the country was declining.
The Pentagon announced that the military will now perform gender transitions for service members. Once an individual gets a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender